Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Keep your money local. Bring it home to a Wintrust Community Bank, home of Cubs checking with free ATMs nationwide. Find out more at Wintrust.com/Cubs. Member FDIC.
Hey everyone, welcome into the Cubs Talk podcast presented by Wintrust. I'm Kelly Kroll along with Scotty Chagnon, also known as Scott, but to the rest of us, Scotty, he's one of our...
Scotty C, you know, any of those go.
He is our, as Joe Madden would call it, utility player who does absolutely everything in our place. And he was here taking care of Chuck Garfine and I, as well as Ryan McGuffey, one of our producers, and Vinny Duber, who is here writing for us for the 86th All-Star game.
Yeah.
And the American League, the winners in this one, 8-6. But this is...
I didn't see one pitch in this ball game.
So,
however,
that's what people would love to hear, right?
Yeah.
Three for me.
It's
an absolute circus.
Yeah. I mean, I've had the luxury of covering the Cubs in the World Series 2 years ago, and I kind of had an idea that it would be similar to that, except unlike, you know, when the Cubs faced Cleveland, you have every market here for every team because they have certain players, it feels like. So there's a whole lot more cameras, it felt like, to kind of mess around and move around. And it was definitely chaotic. A lot of times you're always on your toes. I actually checked there's an app on my phone that shows how many steps. I'm not a big guy that counts steps, but it said I walked... on Monday, 10 miles.
Wow.
Because I shot scenics of the Capitol and the White House and the monuments, everything. And then I went to the ballpark at, you know, 2 o'clock, and we shot stuff all day. I'm going upstairs because the elevators were too packed, and everybody's trying to get the elevators.
Yep.
You know that story. And it was a mess. But I loved it all. It was awesome. It was, one of those times there's a few brief moments in this career where you kind of sit back and take a deep breath and see, hey, I'm at the All-Star game. I'm in D.C. And it was awesome.
Yeah, this is a spectacle. I mean, that's what it's all about. This is fun for the players. It's supposed to be the most entertaining thing that they bring to baseball fans all year until they get to the postseason, essentially. And for those of us covering it, however, it is a nonstop from about, what do you want to say, noon-ish?
Noon-ish.
So we are looking at a little after midnight on the night of the actual All-Star game.
2 minutes left until 1 a.m., so hey, we're getting close.
And this one in particular was interesting to me. I've covered now 5 All-Star games, and I have never been to one where Mother Nature played a role, and it poured in the nation's capital at about, what time do you think that was? 4 o'clock, because we came out, to be honest, to shoot some stand-ups for a piece that we're going to run the following day, and we had started it, and then we had to break down super quick because torrential downpours unloaded. I will say, the field crew here at Nats Park did an incredible job. They already had the tarp ready, pulled it out, and it rained probably for 2 straight hours.
It was pouring. I mean, you look down the tunnel and it was gushing water. We come back out for BP and they had air blowers out, and before you knew it was like it never even rained.
Yeah, the field looked beautiful by the time the guys took. They actually did still take a little bit of BP. They had backed it up about 30 minutes, but made sure to get out here. I mean, because that's what fans come to watch, these guys take BP on top of the game, and so that's certainly a big deal. Do you think they'll find the credential story funny? Should I tell that?
Yeah, let's
I know.
Do it.
I feel like my boss listens to this too, so this is going to not be so good that he hears this story, but
I'll say this is the first time I've ever seen Kelly Kroll
panic?
Scared and panicked.
I was a little panicked. I can often talk myself through situations,
yeah.
And this was not going to be one of those where I won, because MLB runs the show, and yes. While they're all guys that I know really well and I think I have a great relationship with, they don't like to
bend the rules
when it comes to an event like this. So I am shooting those stand-ups that I mentioned earlier, and I took my credential off because it looks a little cheesy when you wear it and you're on air. So I took the credential off. I laid it down in the dugout, and then this rain starts coming.
Yep.
You and I,
and then security or part of the event staff said, "Hey, we're about to close this gate off so it doesn't flood the
dugouts here in Nats Park. They don't want you to know this, but they have a serious problem with flooding, and it was a disaster, both dugouts.
So they were basically hatching up the doors, and they're like, hey, you guys got 30 seconds to get out of here. And so I'm picking up my sticks and the tripod and carrying the camera and the light and the microphone and everything else that comes along with it. And then I'm right behind Kelly, and I get through right before they close up this hatch. And then maybe I would say 5 minutes later, 10 minutes later, you realize that you don't have your credentials.
Yes, I'm walking all over the inner workings of the stadium, which is always supposed to be wearing a credential in that area, because, well, there's a lot of security, and that's where the players are, and the manager and the coaches are all down there walking around. And so I was also maybe 10 to 15 minutes out from the National League clubhouse opening, which was very important for me to be in there.
I was in there before you. Me and Vinny Duber were able to get in there with our credentials, and I was hoping you got in, and then maybe say 2 minutes, 3 minutes after we started an interview with Wilson Contreras, you showed up, and I was like, she's here. And then you didn't have your credential.
Yeah, the
time.
Way this went was I had to go to about five different people, six different people. I mean, I'm about as close to tears as I'm going to get with something like this, because I just didn't know what to do or how it was going to pan out. And the problem was, no one could get to the dugout to grab my credential for me because of the rain and the flooding that was happening. Literally no one, unless they wanted to go swimming, and I guess no one wanted to go swimming for me to go get my credential. So finally, the head honcho when it comes to MLB dealing with the media, Chuck Torres, bailed me out and had a second credential made for me. But in the meantime, he escorted me into the clubhouse and stood right next to me. I mean, this is a guy I've literally known for 6 years now, everyone. He knows me, knows the work that I do, knows that I know the players that I'm talking to. But still, that is how high level of security it is around here. And I literally felt like I needed a babysitter. I needed my mother coming up behind me, picking up all the clothes I left behind me, all the crumbs I was dropping along the way, because that's what today was like.
When they handed you that credential, you could tell the relief was lifted off your shoulders.
Yes, my face lit up.
I want to ask you a question.
Okay.
Your favorite part of this whole, it's not a weekend, but it kind of felt like it to us, because usually these events are on big weekends. But what was this whole last 2 days like for you, as far as what was the thing that stood out, if anything?
Well, for me, it's always fun to, because I cover the Cubs day in and day out, I knew this was going to be a very special experience for Wilson Contreras and Javier Baez, given that it was their first ever All-Star game. And, you know, when I've done it in the past, I mean, Anthony Rizzo had been to a few. I think Chris Bryant in his first one, that was neat to be a part of. But this one, because there was the veteran of John Lester, who was making his fifth appearance in a Midsummer Classic, I thought, to me, those storylines and watching that unfold, because of the way I know these guys and how they are with one another, I knew what it meant to John Lester to have Wilson Contreras here. And I was also just thrilled because of the first half that Javier Baez has had. I'm so elated that the rest of the baseball world got to see him on the stage. Now, I was wishing he might have stolen a base here or there, had a really cool tag. But for me, I think the coolest part was just getting to witness that experience.
Smiles on these guys' faces.
Yeah,
I mean,
and to see Wilson again get emotional
tonight
following the game, because he hits this home run and he was asked about his kind of celebration as he crosses the plate and pointing up to the sky, and it all stems from a relative who, you know, he knows is watching over him, and he got teary-eyed, and that's, as many of you know now as Cubs fans, that's who Wilson is. He wears his emotions on his sleeve, feisty, aggressive, intense, too emotional and passionate, and that's who he is. And so, I mean, there was that aspect, but I'm going to also back up now that I've had a little time to think about it too. There's no doubt that was the most fun home run derby I've ever seen. And it was awesome to have Kyle Schwarber doing what he did, Javi Baez as well. But to see the final between Bryce Harper and Schwarber and for it to unfold the way it did was pure drama.
Yeah, I mean, I after all of our morning kind of availability media day sessions had gone down, I went and got a quick meal, and then I took my my still photography camera. It also shoots video, and thought, hey, I'll just go out in the bleachers and see if I can find a spot and kind of watch this thing unfold and see if I can take some good photographs. And I made my way up to the upper deck there in this, the Budweiser area and the Budweiser loft, and it was incredible to see these fans get behind both players until the final was when they started booing Schwarber. So, yeah.
Yeah, which he mentioned. He's like, you know, here they are cheering me until the end, and then I get booed. Who knew I'd get booed for, 18 home runs kind of thing?
But, yeah, Schwarber's second round was incredible.
It was
a sight to see. And for me, myself, never ever being to an All-Star game or a whole week like this, it's definitely eye-opening. And probably, you know, before tonight, I would have said the home run derby. But for me, we got done with a lot of pregame stuff, and I took my camera out again and found myself on the first base side for the introductions for both teams, and to see all the veterans come out and be acknowledged by MLB, I got goosebumps. And you know, I'm sitting here with a packed house, and then to see the flyover, I got a great shot of it on my camera, put it online, and I heard myself after I listened to it on my computer, and I heard myself being like, wow, this is incredible. So I actually added that into the video that's on our website. It's also on Facebook, on NBC Sports Chicago's Facebook page. It's pretty incredible to see. If you weren't here, it really has that feel that you were in the ballpark. And so that was probably the number one thing for me that I'll take away from this trip. And, I can't wait to cover more events like this, especially with you in the future. I think we killed it out here.
We nailed it. But you're right.
It's been a rush.
I found myself getting teary-eyed watching. I will say, I mean, the nation's capital knows how to do an anthem.
Yeah.
And they know how to honor our heroes of all military servicemen and women, you name it, and our veterans. And they were the performance is what it was, really, was honestly, and it was emotional, and it was one of the best I have ever seen, and I would expect nothing less from DC. I wouldn't, just because this is what they do, this is what they stand for, and it was, yes, I will agree with you, of all the events I've seen, World Series and beyond, that was one of the most incredible anthems and honoring before a game that I've ever seen. And I think, you know, this is totally transitioning, but to think of another thing that always astounds me a little bit at these All-Star kind of weeks, if you will call them that, is the access you get with other players from other teams and the best players from other teams.
Yeah.
Today we stood with Yadier Molina. Cubs fans are obviously very familiar with him, and he talked for a good 10 minutes with us about Javier Baez, and basically he calls him his little brother, and these guys found themselves reminiscing as to where they began essentially in life, and how he mentions like having no food, nothing, and here they are on what is the biggest stage in baseball with the best around them, kind of having this moment together, and that is not a conversation you get to have any other day. Yadi doesn't open up like that just before a regular Cubs-Cardinals game. He doesn't. But today he gave us that, and it was really awesome.
And then, you know, that interview was great, but to see him with Javi's parents and family after the game, or it wasn't necessarily after the game, some players get to come in and see their family and then come back out to the dugout to watch the rest of the game, and Yadi came out and he went straight to the Baez family and hugs and kisses and pictures and everything else, and from the littlest guy to Javi's mom, it was really cool to kind of sit back and watch, and I think Cubs fans are going to realize that Javi and Yadi are definitely a lot, a big bond that I didn't know they had that kind of connection. And
I had an
idea. We're hoping to share that story soon.
Yeah, I saw something on their Instagram page, and I've got a little special something up my sleeve that which hopefully we're trying to do when the Cubs visit St. Louis towards the end of July. So we'll have a little bit more on that. And really just listening to, I thought Gerrit Cole was tremendous on Javier Baez. I mean, this is a guy who I know Cubs fans, you're so used to seeing him every day, but like the respect that these two, and of course John Lester for a long time, but the respect these two have at such a young age by their peers who are the best in the game, it was really remarkable. And I took that away from these last few days as well. So I don't know, what do you say at 12, what is it? It's 1 o'clock now, it's 12 back at home.
12, 10 Central,
we got AM. I got an 8 a.m. flight coming, so in like 6 hours, I'll be up and flying back to Chicago because we start up the second half on Thursday. This is how this works. That's what we're saying. It's a crazy schedule, but there's nothing we'd rather be doing.
You just got to take a quick exhale and get ready for the second half. Hope for a great playoff run and hope for the best. And I can't wait to cover it with Kelly and the rest of our Cubs team and with NBC Sports Chicago and bring all you fans, you know, what you want, which is, you know, up to the minute, you know, content. And that's what we're doing here and what we're trying to achieve, this goal of getting that to you guys. So we are very grateful that you are listening to this podcast and watching our content. We hope you stick around for more, and we're bringing it this second half.
Absolutely. I ditto what Scotty just said. And, you know, if you're listening to this podcast, you probably also visit our website, but at NBCSportsChicago.com, we have a ton of those interviews we were just telling you about with all the guys discussing, you know, their relationships and what they got to experience, not just Wilson and Javi and John Lester, but, you know, all the other all-stars you saw out on Tuesday night. And so please visit the website, check those out. I know you'll enjoy them. And for Scott and Chuck Garfine and Ryan McGuffey, Vinny Duber, I am Kelly Kroll. Thank you so much for listening to this Experience Edition All-Star Game, if you will, Cubs Talk Podcast. We will talk to you soon.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car right in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.